Welcome. In this lesson, you'll learn the John Whittaker method for sequencing a rolling percussion bit in Ableton Live 12, a practical, repeatable workflow using only Live stock devices. The goal is a tight, forward-driving percussion bit that sits under fast drum and bass breaks without stealing their punch. Overview: I'll walk you through building a 4-bar percussion bit at about 174 BPM. We'll use drum rack and simpler or sampler for the sounds, MIDI effects for rolls and humanization, the groove pool for micro timing and stock audio devices, a Q8, saturator, glue compressor, and short reverb and delay sends to glue everything together. By the end, you'll have a rolling hat foundation, layered ghost accents, micro timed rolls and fills, plus bus processing so the bed breathes in the mix. What you will build: picture a 4-bar loop that includes a locked 16th/32nd hi-hat or shaker anchor, layered ghost accents like clicks, rims and tambourines, micro time 32nd and 64th rolls and triplet feels that resolve musically, a group bus with subtle saturation, light compression and short reverb slash delay sends to place the bed without washing the low end. This can sit under an existing drum loop or be the main rhythmic flow for underground DNB. Step by step walkthrough preparation: set your live set to 174 BPM. Create a new MIDI track and name it Percussion Bed. Load a drum rack, populate cells with short percussive one-shots, shaker, closed hat, small tam, click, rim, soft conga slap. Use simpler in one-shot mode for EDSR control if needed, or drag short one-shots directly into drum rack cells. Bass grid and clip: create a 4-bar MIDI clip on the percussion bed. Open the piano roll and set the fixed grid to 1/32. The Whittaker method depends on micro timing, so working at small grid resolutions gives you the control you need for 32nds and 64ths later. Program the anchor pattern. Program a steady 1/16th shaker or closed hat on the anchor. Place hits on every 1/16th step, which is every second 1/32. Keep these anchor velocities moderate, around 80 to 100. The anchor's job is to provide consistent motion without dominating transients. Add the roll layer. Two approaches: approach A, manual 32nd/64th rolls. Choose a separate pad, like a short click, and program fast 32nd or 64th hits. Use a 1/64 grid for tight rolls. For that classic Whittaker micro roll feel, try groups of 3 1/64 notes, little triplet-tinged flurries that lead into or out of a bar. Approach B, MIDI arpeggiator. Duplicate the drum rack track. On the duplicate, draw a single sustained MIDI note for the pad you want to roll. Insert the arpeggiator MIDI effect and set rate to 1/64 or 1/32, gate around 40-60% for crispness, and style to up or down. This generates fast repeating notes without manual drawing and is easy to tweak. Humanize and dynamics the core before drum rack. Add a velocity MIDI device and map incoming velocities into a sensible output range, for example 40 to 110, so hits aren't peaky. After velocity, add a small random MIDI effect with amount between 5 and 15 and chance around 20-30% for occasional micro dynamic variation. Open the groove pool and drag a subtle groove preset, MPC or subtle swing works well, into your clip. Set timing to about 10-20% and random to 5-10%. This introduces gentle timing shifts and jitter, creating that elastic, rolling motion. You can apply the same groove to multiple percussion clips for cohesive micro timing. Layering and spacing: create a second MIDI track for ghost accents, rim shots, soft snare ghosts, or tams. Program sparse hits on late 1/16th or late 1/32nd positions and keep their velocities low, around 20 to 60, so they read as texture rather than a new backbeat. Group and bus processing: select the percussion tracks and group them into a percussion bed bus. On the group track, insert a Q8 high pass around 120 Hz to protect the kick and bass. If needed, apply a slight dip between 250 and 400 Hz to remove muddiness. Saturator: use soft clipping, drive of about 1-3 dB, and a dry slash wet around 20-30% to add presence without harshness. Glue compressor: slow attack, medium release, ratio around 2:1. Set threshold for gentle gain reduction of about 1-3 dB to glue layers together without crushing transients. Set up two return tracks for reverb and delay. Reverb should be short, 0.6 to 1.2 seconds, low damping. Send lightly, around 6-10%. Delay can be simple or ping-pong set to 1/16 or dotted 1/16 with low feedback and very light send for spatial interest. Micro-timing nudges and automation to get that fluid Whittaker vibe. slightly nudge selected roll notes earlier by roughly 5 to 12 milliseconds. Use Option slash Alt plus arrow keys in the clip view for fine nudges. Automate small changes across four bars. For example, raise the saturator drive or reverb send leading into a bar so fills breathe. Fills and varination create two bar or four bar varinations. Keep bar 1 as the base, and make bar 2 add heavier 32nd or 64th rolls toward the end. Duplicate clips and tweak the last bar to create musical movement that repeats logically. Final balancing solo the percussion bed with your kick and bass loop to check interaction. Use EQA to carve out frequencies that clash with kick or bass. Set the group fader so the bed supports the drums, adding motion rather than stealing transient attack. Common mistakes and fixes overloaded low end. If percussive samples contain sub-energy, high pass at around 120 Hz on the bus or the offending samples. Too much saturation slash compression. Heavy settings crush transients. Aim for 1-3 dB of gain reduction and lower dry slash wet on saturator. Rigid quantization. Perfectly grid lock 32 and DNS lose flow. Use the groove pool or add small timing randomization. Too many layers. Cluttered midrange. Mute layers and a slash B to find the sweet spot. Often fewer elements are better. Arpeggiator gate too long. Set gate to 40-60% for crispness where the rolls sound muddy. Pro tips: use one shots with tight starts and short envelopes for rolls. Trim tails in simpler if necessary. Commit arpeggiator parts to MIDI or bounce to audio when you want to use audio-only effects like beat repeat or frequency shifter. Extract a groove from a good DNB loop into the groove pool or use MPC slash shuffle presets and reduce timing and add random. Use a transient shaper or fast compressor to control bite without losing body. Map drum rack chains into an instrument rack and automate a macro to morph between different shaker samples for section variation. Mini practice exercise, 25 minutes minus 0.5 minutes. Set tempo to 174. Load drum rack with 6 small percussion samples, 5-10 minutes. Program a 1/16 anchor head across 4 bars, 10-15 minutes. At 32nd/64th rolls on a separate pad for bars 2 and 4. Duplicate clip to make variation. 15-20 minutes. Add velocity and random MIDI effects. Drop a groove into the clip timing around 12-18%. 20-25 minutes. Group the tracks. EQ8HP-120Hz. Saturator about 2 dB. Glue compressor 1-3 dB reduction. And a short reverb send. Check the bed under a drum loop. Recap: you built a rolling percussion bed by establishing a 1/16 anchor. Adding micro 32nd and 64th rolls either manually or with an arpeggiator, humanizing timing with the groove pool and random MIDI, and controlling dynamics with velocity, saturator, and glue compression on a dedicated bus. Short reverb and delay sends place the bed in space without washing the low end. The guiding idea: create forward motion and glue while keeping the low end clear for kick and bass. Extra coach notes: mindset and workflow. Think of the percussion bed as motion and glue, not a second drum kit. Work in stages, design sounds, craft the anchor, add rolls and fills, humanize, bus process, then arrange. Choose samples with clear attack and minimal low end. Trim or shorten tails in simpler to avoid overlap. Sequencing nuance: vary anchor velocities slightly across the loop. Mix straight 32 NDS with groups of 3 1/64 triplets for elastic groove. Fine nudge values between minus 4 and minus 12 ms can push things forward. Plus 4 to plus 12 ms makes them lazy. When using arpeggiator, change rate between clips for instant variation. Layering and frequency slotting: allocate frequency slots, anchors around 28 kHz, ghost percussion around 500 hz 2 kHz, clicks and sizzle above 3 kHz, high pass everything under 120 hz. If layers fight, use a narrow EQ cut in one layer rather than broad cuts across many layers. Bus processing and spatial placement: use M/SEQ to tame sides if the bed is too wide. Soft saturation with low dry slash wet adds color. Aim for small glue compressor gain reduction and use sidechain ducking key to the kick if the bed masks the main drum. Put a high pass on the reverb return at around 800-1200 Hz to avoid low wash. Creative MIDI and rack tricks: map multiple shaker samples to chains and automate the chain selector macro for timbral changes. Commit interesting ARP takes to audio when you want destructive audio effects. Use follow actions for live alternation between bass and fill clips. Arrangement and CPU workflow: create a few four-bar building blocks, bass, fill A, fill B, sparse, and arrange them across the track. When you're happy with the take, consolidate, freeze or bounce to audio to save CPU and to enable audio FX. Keep a dry MIDI backup in case you want to change notes later. Troubleshooting quick fixes percussion thin. Boost 36kHz or add a parallel saturated send. Percussion invisible. Check phase and mono content. Raise attack or anchor velocities slightly. Rolls muddy. Shorten decay or reduce ARP gate. Low pass the roll layer if needed. Mix too busy. Mute layers one at a time. Usually three elements are more than enough. Practice checkpoints. Listen for forward push without stealing break punch. Make sure rolls resolve into downbeats or accents. Check on different systems. Mono the low end and balance to translate to small speakers. Quick variation ideas. Chain two arpeggiators for layer density and gate variation. Slightly detune a ghost accent by a few cents each bar. Use filtered reverb sends only on rolls to make fills feel larger, without washing anchors. Final note, keep iterations small. Tweak one parameter at a time, nudge, groove amount, saturator dry slash wet, and compare a slash B versions. The percussion bed should serve the track by adding motion and glue. If it starts shouting, pull it back. That's the John Whittaker method for rolling percussion in Ableton Live 12. Now open Live, pick 6 compact percussive samples, and build a 4-bar bed using this workflow.